from where the Mozzies are and more towards the heavens, one of the biggest dangers while travelling in space is exposure to potentially lethal doses of radiation coming from the sun. These can flare up in bursts during periods of increased solar activity that are known as solar storms. Currently, we have no way of protecting astronauts against them. The Apollo missions in the 60s and 70s avoided them purely by chance. But now the moon may have provided us with an answer. Dark patches on the surface known as lunar swirls have given physicists an idea for a way to shield our spaceships in the future. Ruth Bamford is heading the work at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
So, first of all, why is solar radiation a risk? Why is it a problem?
Well, this particular type of radiation consists of energetic particles that are more akin to what you would see in a particle accelerator. And they're so fast they can go through the hull of a spaceship and smash the DNA of the astronauts. And during a storm, so many of these can occur that it's beyond the body's capabilities to repair.
And when you say there can be so many of them, what's the likelihood of someone on a space journey coming into contact with these sorts of levels of radiation?
The levels occur during a storm, and those storms are intermittent in their occurrence. So on average, the sun will give out two or three of these big events a day during solar maximum and about the same during solar minimum a week. They don't all come our way, but if you are in the way and you're on a long journey for a year and a half to Mars, then the chances of one passing through the spacecraft are too high to be acceptable for the astronaut's safety.
And why can't we stop this radiation? Because we can do that on Earth.
Well, we have the Earth's magnetic field producing a barrier, the first line of defence, and then we have the Earth's atmosphere. And we can't put large quantities of material on a spacecraft because it would be too heavy. So things like lead or concrete, which was what you might consider make a good shelter on the Earth, won't work in space.
And we obviously can't cart those up into space because they're far too heavy. So what could we do instead?
Well, we have to get smarter. And this is where the examples of what nature has offered us comes into play. We start with a magnetic field, but if you just use a magnetic field to deflect charged particles, because they're so fast, you'd need an enormous magnetic field to do the job. So what we do, in fact, is we're proposing you gather the substance called plasma from the solar wind and use it, captured by the magnetic field, to help hold back the charged particles by adding an electric field to your magnetic field.
Okay, well, let's unpick this a little bit. So you've got your spacecraft going around in space. Talk us through the first thing you'd have to create this shield you have in mind. What's the first thing you've got to do?
Like the Earth, we start off with a magnetic field. So the Earth has a magnetic field. It's a very low intensity magnetic field, even here on the surface of the Earth. But it's still capable of holding back this radiation from space. And the way it does it, and the way we're proposing to be able to put one on a spacecraft, is by gathering the solar wind particles which are in the vacuum of space. You see, between here and Mars, it isn't really a vacuum. In that sense, there's a sparse number of protons and electrons, the component parts of hydrogen atoms that are coming naturally from the sun that are flying off in the solar wind. And we're suggesting that you capture these and hold and control them by the magnetic field that you bring on board with you.
So you have a spacecraft which has its own magnetic field it's generating, a bit like the Earth's magnetic field. This will capture some of these particles that are natively floating around in space, these protons and electrons. And once you've got them stuck into this magnetic aura around your spacecraft, then what do you do?
Then you've got an electric field helping the magnetic field, and it would produce a narrow electric field some distance from the spacecraft, so the spacecraft is safe from this electric field. And the idea is that, much like you would deflect a charging rugby player with an ankle tap or a push to touch, all you need is enough of an electric field that will deflect rather than stop these hazardous energetic particles that would otherwise go through the spacecraft.
I see. So the capture of the charged particles in space gives you that electric field, which then extends the reach of the protection you've got around your spacecraft. So any more stuff that comes flying past gets enough of a push, so it's off course and it misses or swerves around your spaceship. It doesn't go through your astronauts inside.
Yes, that's the idea. And during a really big storm, you can release some of this plasma yourself from the spacecraft from a gas canister. And even for a mission to Mars, the quantity of gas you would need be no bigger than, say, a fire extinguisher. So you wouldn't need vast quantities.
And how would you power the magnetic field in the first place? Would that be solar or nuclear or something to give you some source of magnetism to start the process off in the first place?
You would need a magnetic field on board the spacecraft. And the suggestions are that a superconducting magnet would be the most practical, and it would be powered by whatever is powering a manned spacecraft, which currently they suggest it would have to be a nuclear power source, because with a manned mission, you're going to require quite a lot of power in general.
This is theoretical at this stage, isn't it? Have you got any plans to, or any way you can test this?
Well, we have tested it in small scale in the laboratory, and we've also been looking at natural mini magnetospheres, as they're called, on the moon. And this has shown that it does actually work, not in space and at the dimensions that we need it to. There's a little feature on the moon, on the eye of the man in the moon, just on his left-hand eye, a bit like a tear. It looks like a patch of white on the dark area of the moon. And that little patch of white is called Rhenia Gamma. And it has been protected by a small patch of magnetic field that naturally occurs on the moon, because the moon doesn't have an overall magnetic field of its own. And it would appear that for the eons that it has been there, that little magnetic anomaly, it's been able to keep away all these hazardous particles sufficiently to change the colour of the moon.
And that's exactly the same physics that you're going to use. Thank you very much.
Yes,
Ruth Bamford, who is from the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire. She published that work in the journal Archive.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with me, Hannah Critchlow. This week, a computer program.